Again, All Morning Long is our consumer alert edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Tips, advice, and information to help us all be better consumers. Up next is travel expert Kelly Lowe. Kelly is with First Travel. It's our pleasure to welcome Kelly Lowe to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Thanks, Rodney. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Now, travel agents, you guys have an important role. So a couple of years ago, I went on a vacation and it was like the A and B story because me and my wife, we used a travel agent. We went to Disney World and everything was great. And our friend, another family we went with, they decided I can do it all myself. So we get to the resort at Disney World and their luggage is lost.
Not fun.
Yeah, not fun because our travel agent made sure that our tag, we had the right tags for our luggage to go straight from the airport to the resort. So we were all good. So I loved having a travel agent.
Wonderful to hear.
So I think nowadays, I think people may be getting away from it. But let's talk about the benefits of having a travel agent.
Sure. And actually, I think you're right. The trend was with the dawn of the internet, everybody wanted to do everything on their own. Of course, everyone's always trying to save a buck, and we all understand that. I've been in the business for 27 years in September, and when I first started, the business was more retail-oriented. We were basically an extension of the sales force for the tour operators, the cruise lines, and the airlines, but over time, it's morphed, and I'd really say that my job is more of a service job now than a retail job. So using a travel agent, you're getting experience. You're knowing that people that the products that you're buying are vetted, and they're specialized vendors, so you know they're insured and they're bonded. And when you're on these trips, you have that coverage and that protection, knowing that you're not spending that money and you're not going to get a product in return. So I think that's important because we develop relationships with our vendors. So if you have a situation like you had where your luggage was lost, in fact, I had recently had clients who were switching resorts within Disney. They got there for a couple nights in one area and they wanted to stay in another area for another couple of nights. And their luggage was mislocated for several hours. And they called me and I got on the phone with Disney and we were able to track everything down. And so you're right. I mean, we do have access to helping our clients out when they're in different kinds of trouble.
And so that's cool because you're at Disney World and we're just using this as an example. Your luggage is lost. And so I don't have to get on the phone personally to find everything out. I'm at the park and Kelly Lowe at First Travel is trying to find my luggage.
That's it. That's part of the job.
All right. So let's talk about some tips. What kind of tips can we give our listeners this morning in terms of we're doing this consumer alert show?
Okay.
Let's start with packing because I always overpack. And another story about me and my family. So for the first time, I went on vacation with my in-laws. We rented a house and everything was great. But I overpacked. My wife always tells me I overpack. And I do. But when we got to the house, it was one of those kind of vacations that if it wasn't dry fit, I wasn't wearing it.
Right.
But I overpacked. So give us some packing tips for people like me that always overpack. And one more story. My brother-in-law, he packs and he loves gym shoes. So he has a pair of Jordans for every outfit.
Okay.
So he's going on a 3-day trip and he has five pairs of gym shoes in five different colors. And I'm like, dude, that ain't the way you do it. Help us out, Kelly.
Okay. That's all fine and good if you're driving. But if you're flying, I always believe it's best that less is more when you're packing. And, you know, personally, when I travel, I tend to stick with a couple of colors. I'll maybe have denim and then a tan and a black, white, and then throw in an accent color. A lot of times for me, it's pink. But just so that I can mix and match outfits, you get a different look, but you are not, you know, your suitcase isn't popping open or don't have to sit on it to close it. And shoes are really important when you're flying, especially because they're heavy and there's so many limits now with baggage. There's weight limits. And they weigh your luggage when you check in at the airlines. So I always suggest people wear their heaviest shoes, no matter how uncomfortable, you know, I mean, as long as you can walk comfortably in them. But wear your heaviest shoes, bring a sweater with you on the plane. You know, the heavy, bulky stuff, don't necessarily pack. Save some room. I think that another important thing is the 3-ounce liquids rule. A lot of people now are trying to avoid the baggage fees, so they're carrying on. There are fees with every airline, and they change pretty often. So I think right now it's $35 each way to check in a bag on most air carriers. So you, if you pack for a carry-on bag, you're also limited to what liquids you can carry on. So that's a whole other big thing when you're checking, when you're carrying your bag on. If you're bringing toiletries, they have the 3-1-1 rule, which is every traveler gets one-quart bag, and the liquids in the bag have to be 3 ounces or under each. So they call it the 3-1-1 rule.
Okay, good, good. Okay, so business travelers, your husband is a business traveler, so you should know all about this.
Is.
What advice or what tips can you give our business travelers?
I actually got these tips from my husband. He travels every week in and out of various airports depending on the project he's on. And he strongly thinks, you know, TSA PreCheck is a no-brainer when you have to travel every week.
Okay, so what is that?
You apply for it for the safety, the security process, and you have to be fingerprinted and go through a membership, basically. And it's there's a fee, but once you have that, you can get in the shorter security line. Okay. When you're checking through at the airport. So TSA PreCheck is huge. It's also, I think it's a great idea when you're traveling to stick for business every week to stick with the same air carrier, to stay in the same hotel, just to develop a brand loyalty, because when you travel so much, you really deserve the perks that you can get. Mm-hmm. You know, a family story for us, our whole family went to Florida and a gorgeous Hilton resort with a great, you know, condo type setup on points, which I felt we all deserve since he's gone every week. But, you know, you earn them. And then, you know, the other thing that's really important for business travelers is the and every traveler is as of October 2020, they're going to have new restrictions for your ID. So the driver's license for Kentucky and Ohio, they have to have – it's called a real ID. Mm-hmm. So it has to have a star on the top in order for you to be able to use that to check in. If you don't have that, you're going to have a passport or you can be denied boarding.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's
going to be big.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. For more information on the show, you can like us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Head there now and like us there now. This morning, it is a consumer alert. Right now, we're talking about travel tips with our travel expert, Kelly Lowe. She's with First Travel. Now, let's talk about this. How can you find the best deals? We should go to our travel agent, of course, right?
To find those
best deals. But in general, what do you advise people to do in terms of we're always looking for the best deal,
Best deals. Well, honestly, it's going to depend on what type of best you're looking for.
Okay.
Some people call me and they want the best price. Other people want the best weather. Other people want to avoid crowds. That's their idea of a best. If you're looking for the best price and obviously fewer crowds, you would go off season. Most destinations, depending on their weather cycle and their climate, shoulder season is you're going to get the best rates. Usually, anytime kids are off of school, like spring break when everyone wants to travel, and over Christmas break, that's when the rates are going to skyrocket.
Okay.
It's a supply and demand thing. But if you travel, say, in early September, usually early December before the holidays when everyone's traveling and everyone's so busy that they try to fill the ships and fill the tours. And the same thing with early May. Late April, early May, after the spring break Easter trip and before kids are out of school is when you usually get the best prices. But if you go in the springtime of the destination, like, you know, kind of end of winter, early spring, you'll also usually get pretty good rates.
Okay. Too. So it's all about timing, it sounds like.
Yes, a lot of it is timing.
Okay, good. So you know what? One thing that I like about this area, there are some great destinations for one tank trips.
Sure.
So let's talk about that. What tips can you offer our listeners in terms of, you know, you just want to get that one tank trip. You don't have much time. You want to get away with the family. Mm-hmm. What do you have on your list?
Well, we have three boys and they are not great drivers, travelers in a car. So when we've taken some big road trips, but usually.
So you're like doing a half a tank.
Practically. Actually, yes, we've learned our lesson. But I always think Chicago is a great getaway for families. It's a fun, walkable city. You can get really affordable hotel rates there when you stay at like the Hampton Inns and the Courtyards that have the breakfasts included. They have not only do they have the great downtown and the museums, but they also have the lake. which is almost like a beach in the summer. Mm-hmm. So you can get the best of both worlds there. And that's about a 4-hour drive from Cincinnati. French Lick, Indiana, they have a resort there called the West Baden, which has a great indoor heated pool. It's on Sulphur Springs. They have a golf course. There's a lot of family friendly, a beautiful spa there. So that's a quick 3-hour drive maybe, and great for a weekend, a long weekend. The same with South Haven, Michigan, when you're doing a summer, trying to get to a summer trip, usually better weather-wise in later summer. But again, it's a couple hours, 4 or 5 hours drive north, and a real quaint, charming. You're on a lake, but you feel like you're on a beach. And there's two other places that are a little further away, but I think there you'd need maybe a 3-day weekend. Nemacolin, which is up in Pennsylvania in White Sulphur Springs, mm-hmm. and that or Seven Springs, Pennsylvania. It's a great resort. We stopped there this summer on our way to visit a family in Virginia. Lots of fun family activity, outdoor and indoor. And, of course, to take a ride down to Asheville, North Carolina, to see the Biltmore. Okay. And that's great any season, because even at Christmas, it's cold and it's wintry, but it's decorated so beautifully.
All right. Good, good. And in case you're just tuning in, we're talking to travel expert Kelly Lowe. She is with First Travel. Now, let's talk about the best time of year. We talked earlier about, you know, how to find the best deals, and it all seems like it's about finding the best time. Right. So let's talk about, you know, some destinations that a lot of people are interested in, including Disney World. I feel like we're just really plugging Disney World, not meaning to, but best time to travel for Disney World.
For Disney, Disney's always has traffic, basically because of the conventions. So the best time of year, though, if you want to travel with your kids to do the parks, I'd say is basically during the school year. Mm-hmm. So sometime in September, anytime your kids have a traditional 3-day weekend, so do all the other kids.
Okay.
So those 3-day weekends, it sounds like a great idea. And it is a great idea school-wise, but you're not going to get away from the crowds.
Okay.
And you're probably going to pay a little more because of supply and demand.
Okay. So we went to Florida this mm-hmm. summer. We went in the end of June. We get out from the airport and we're walking around and my wife was like, why are we in Florida in July? It's like 100 degrees.
I know. And humid.
It's humid. So it's like, okay, you better pick your vacation. So then she says, next year we're going to go on the boys' spring break and it's not going to be as hot. I was like, you still going to have 1,000 people out here, a million people
right,
out here.
Right.
So what's the difference? All right. So when we want to book a cruise, for those that are interested in booking mm-hmm. a cruise, what tips and what's the best time of year for that?
To book the cruise or to take the cruise?
Well, I know from personal experience, mm-hmm. taking the cruise, we went in hurricane season, which I wouldn't advise because everybody in our party got sick.
Oh, no.
But you tell me, what's the good time to actually go?
Okay. It's really hard to avoid hurricane season because the actual season starts June 1st and goes through December 1st.
Okay.
So it's a long span. Yeah. Right. But August and September are usually the most active when it comes to hurricanes.
Okay.
So generally, you're going to get great prices on cruises for August and September. But you also want to take
insurance.
We went
in September. So yeah. Yeah. We did get a great price, but it was so wavy out there.
It is. I went over Halloween, and I was on a Halloween cruise, and there was still... We followed a hurricane.
Oh, wow.
So it's just, but the nice thing about being on a cruise that time of year when it is hurricane season, if the seas can be rough, but they can also alter the itinerary. So if you go to, you know, let's just say Cancun or something in September when a hurricane is coming through, you're kind of locked into Cancun and you have to get out of Cancun or shelter in Cancun. But if you're on a ship, during hurricane season, and there's a hurricane heading that direction, they'll reroute the itinerary.
Okay.
So your chip seas will still be choppy, but they'll try and keep you in the sunshine.
All right, good. All right. For those that like to travel abroad, what's the mm-hmm. best time of year to do that?
Going to Europe, I always think of the Mediterranean as on the same latitude as like the Atlanta to get a weather climate idea. Mm-hmm. So summer is going to be very crowded in Europe. And actually September, even in the UK and in continental Europe, it's going to be busy in September. That's usually when there's a lot of fashion shows. So if you want to go for the peak of season and to see the you know, Paris in the springtime, of course, is always everyone's mm-hmm. ideal. Italy is great. My husband and I are heading to Italy in a couple of weeks, and we were just checking the weather. And even the end of September, it's going to be in the high 70s, 80s. So that you get more of your stretch the further south you are. You know, I always say Ireland and the UK, you never go for weather. Okay. You know, it's always going to be, you always want to bring layers, and it can be chilly and it can be rainy.
Okay.
You know, not going to find sunscreen there.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. Lots of good information. If our listeners would like to reach you, Kelly, at First Travel, how can they do so?
Well, they can call me.
And we
me.
Talked about the benefits of having a travel agent, right?
Sure. I'd love to help people. It's my phone number is 513-451-0030. And our website is www.firsttravel.co. And I can be reached at Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y-S, at fuse.net.
Thank you so much, Kelly. Good information.
Absolutely. Thanks for inviting me, Rodney. It was great.
We've been speaking to travel expert Kelly Lowe with First Travel. Well, that's it for our Consumer Alert edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Again, more information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. Well, that's it for this edition of the show. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week. Be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.
No matter what you're a fan of, Texas has the trip for you. There's the trip to Texas and the trip. Or maybe you're the kind of fan who'd prefer a trip to Texas or a trip. Either way, go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.